Coming out of the Matrix, if any of you've seen The Matrix, the movie, you know what I'm talking about. The Matrix is a system of the God of this world. It is the beast system. We see a little bit of it in the book of Revelation. And we're going to go over to Revelation 13 and just look a little glimpse, another little glimpse.
It says the same title?
Yeah, it's just coming out of the Matrix. The other one was the prelude. When you understand what's really going on, it really unlocks the book of Revelation. This is verse 15. You got it? And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Well, I put here tell lie vision. Satan can only lie. He cannot tell the truth. Comes to steal, kill, destroy. His way of brainwashing the masses started in the 50s with Mockingbird, tell lie vision. That's what all of his media is about. Movies, whatever source, that's how he has brainwashed the masses, okay? It's called programming. It has channels. You know what a channeler is? Someone that Satan communicates through. Programming and channels. I'm going, boy, it's pretty simple, isn't it? Right in our faces, and we didn't even recognize it. No matter what channel you turn to, their project and their program that's on is to program you for their vision. Period. End of story. This is not God's way, though, and today I give you the shortest version I can into God's system and how to get free from the Matrix. All right? 2 Corinthians 4:4. There's only one way to deprogram. All right, 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. I was talking about Wednesday night how we are the entertained masses. Entertained into lethargy. Everything's about based on entertainment. So it's been an easy thing for the devil to do. We've all fallen asleep. Kind of like Cinderella asleep, and the prince came and kissed her and woke her up. The kingdom was under the curse for 100 years. And the kiss woke her up. Blinded here means to make blind or obscure. Because you're enjoying yourself, you don't realize what's happening. It's like the frog in the kettle. We know that they have hidden most everything from us and lied to us about everything. This is why it is taking so long for this movie to be over. The programming must be broken. That's why they want, 85 to 90% awake. Because they feel like we cannot move on as a society unless that percentage of the population is awake. All right, this is what the Lord said to me. The reason people are not discerning the times that they are in is because of the snare of care. I call this the Care Bear snare. I've taught on it many times. The whole beast system is constructed with fear and care. The objective is to steal, kill, and destroy in your life from the moment of birth until your death. To make every moment of your existence miserable, riddled with pain, care, and fear, Men strain to get ahead, but they never do. Trying to climb that corporate ladder. They just think up another tax to take more of what you try to make and try to store up for yourself. All right, Luke chapter 12. We're going to look at a man Jesus talked about, Luke chapter 12, that did that very thing. You know, we were asking the Lord, Lord, you know, what could we do, you know, like as far as money goes? And Lord spoke to Danny and said, your best investment is the kingdom of God. We're going to see that in this story here, starting with verse 16 there. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. God doesn't mind us having riches. In fact, he tells us that, you know, he's made all the riches for his children. But it's our what we put first in this context, this man. All right? The Lord continues, this matrix is not easy to break out of, but with me all things are possible, says the Lord. I, through my word, have made a way of escape for my people. This ministry has my plan to break the matrix programming. That's what this call is about. Romans 5:17. All right, in 1994, through a word of prophecy on a Sunday morning, the Holy Spirit said this, just as Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, I want you to set my people free from the strongholds of their minds. So through radio, television, and teaching, I've endeavored to do this for now nearly 30 years. Romans 5:17, our mission statement is this, for because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely with those who receive God's overflowing grace and unmerited favor and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, Messiah, the Anointed One. So that's what our objective is to set people free from the strongholds of their minds. What's the stronghold? The matrix. Didn't realize it when 30 years ago, coming up on 30 years. But that's the truth nonetheless. In this beast system matrix, we have developed strongholds in our minds. Strongholds are just established thinking patterns that really control the person. You're convinced of a certain thing and that's the way it is and you can't think any other way. Well, that's a stronghold. But there are good strongholds, strongholds of the Lord. But for the most part today, we're talking about those that the enemy is planted in us to sabotage God's plan. Before Dana came in, we were talking about that God has a perfect will and plan for us from the moment that we were conceived, and it's up to us to find out what that is and get in it. All right. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you're not going to rise above your thinking patterns. That's why we have to raise the bar. That's what the Word of God does. Help us raise the bar. All right, your heart there is the mind, the will, and the emotions. Not this. Mind, will, and emotions. Jesus has already stripped the devil of his power against us. That's Colossians 2:15. But we have to receive. We have to receive what he's given already. That's up to us. He tells us this is what we have to do. And this is what God instructs us to do. When we are born again, this is our instruction. Very simple. It flabbergasts me today that so many don't know this. Two very profound little scriptures here. It says here, I beseech you, Romans 12:1-2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right? Why do you renew your mind? You're getting rid of them, breaking the matrix. And here he is. This is what renewing the mind is, that ye may prove. See, when the matrix is broken, it says, then you can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you begin to see God's perfect will for you, it's not one size fits all. It's a tailored designer plan of God that's in you. And most people live and die and never do this. So they never know what God wants them to do. They go their whole life just doing crap. Just doing stuff. You know what? That's going to burn up. Because nothing we do just to do in this world is going to amount to anything when it comes to this point in time. But what we do for God is what's going to count and what's going to remain. And we will give an account. He said, well, what did you do with what I gave you? Well, what was that, Lord? You know, the parable about, well, didn't we do all these things in your name? He said, well, I don't even know you. Who are you? See, it's following the Spirit. It's finding out, what does God want me to do? What does he want me to do? What does he want you to do? Like I said, I was 40 before I began to realize this because I'd never been taught this anywhere. Not any church I ever went to ever taught anything like this. And you can tell by the crowd today that a lot of people don't want to hear it. But you know what? It doesn't matter to me. One or a million. If you get a hold of this truth and you start moving in that direction, it will change your life for the better. You talk about peace. That doesn't mean you're free from trouble because you're targeted. So this is what the matrix is about. It's for the devil to steal all of your inheritance that God gave to Adam. I like to add verse 3 here. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. In other words, when you find God's will, then the grace, that's the power and equipment to do ministry, comes alongside to help you to do it. First time the Lord spoke to me television, I thought I was going to swallow my teeth. I'm telling you what. And it took me a whole year to start moving in that direction. It scared me so bad. But it's the easiest thing I've ever done in my life because the grace comes on me and it's like another person sitting up there doing that. He's not asking you to do it in your own steam. He's going to supply the grace for you to fulfill whatever he has given you to do. All right. We understand that naturally. If someone dies and leaves a will, you know, they go to the attorney and they read the will and everybody knows their stuff. Well, God has a will. And it's got a lot more better stuff than any natural person could leave anybody. So how do we do it? The reading of the will. What does it do? It renews your mind. You begin to see what's been in secret, hidden from you, and you didn't even know it. Nobody can tell you. I mean, there might be someone that come up prophetically and tell you that, I believe the Lord has this or so-and-so, but really, you know, find out for yourself. He won't hold it back from you. He puts it in his word for you to do it. All right, renewing your mind is reading the will. With your new inner life, that's being born again, that's the beginning. Then being filled with the Spirit, because everything that I've done in the last 30 years basically has come by praying in the Spirit, is where I've gotten the wisdom, gotten the teaching, gotten most everything, praying in the Spirit. People spend years getting educated to find a purpose. this is not God's way. He will reveal it to you in your spirit, and then he can give you instructions or the first step on how to do it. And it may be to go to a college or whatever. But the thing is, who do you ask first? First, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek about everything. You know what? If you do that, you won't make any mistakes. Think about that. You won't make mistakes because God doesn't make mistakes. He knows all. He sees all. All right, he will reveal it to you in your spirit, and he will give you instructions. That's just the way it goes. And it, to me, it's just faultless because we see this in the life of Jesus. He said, I do nothing independent of my Father. The works that I do, it's the Father in me doing the works. He didn't take credit. It's like it said in verse 3 here, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought if you got some great gift. Because it's not you doing the works, it's the Father in you. It's like when his mom said, they don't have any wine. He said, woman, what do you want me to do about it? He didn't have nothing. She goes, whatever he says to you, do it. Well, God revealed. Well, tell him to go fill the pots with water. And when it got to the people to dish it out, it was wine. God did it in him. God, Jesus walked as a man. He showed us how to do it. It was God in him doing the works, not Jesus. He said it himself. I'm not dishing Jesus. All right. God has a willing and plan for every born-again believer, and he also has the instructions on how to do what he's called you to do. And you're the only one that can do it. I remember years ago, before I started in ministry myself, having a word of prophecy on a Wednesday night. And in the prophecy, it was like God's body is like a big old huge puzzle, and every person has a piece. And those who do not, you know how it is when you get to a puzzle and there's one piece missing? They used to just steam me. I'm telling you, buy a puzzle and you get to the last and there's a piece missing. Well, it's the same way in the body of Christ, because we all have a function. We all have a piece. And when the whole thing is a picture, we move as the body of Christ throughout the earth, and we're a mighty force. Everybody's in their lane. We're not over here hearing somebody write a book and now everybody's trying to do what that one person that God told them. No. You hear from God and get in your lane and stay in your lane and don't criticize them because they're not doing what you're doing. Stay in your lane. I heard somebody say one time, the Lord tells you to take out the trash, and that's all he ever tells you to do. He said it'll be the most glorious taking out of the trash there ever was. We're called by God. He's put treasure in earthen vessels. But it's up to you to find it. Nobody can find it for you. All right, if a Christian does not do this, they can live their entire life and never know what God's will was for them. I mean, I've asked people before, well, what do you know what God's will is for you? No, I don't have a clue. Many not knowing what I'm telling you today just go the way of the world, and I don't know how it's going to be when they stand before God, because I know we're going to give an account. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world. It means this age. This is the Amplified. Fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitudes, so that you can prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. What does grace do? Grace makes it easy. It makes what you can't possibly do become possible. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, his way, Amplified says, his way of doing and being right. Then all these things taken together shall be added unto you. Like I've said before, I've probably spoken it to every one of y'all at some time or the other. You start getting busy with God's business, and then he will take care of your business. But if you're doing your business and you're not doing what God wants you to do, He's not obligated. Think about that. I know this, when I started making my ministry a priority and doing what God wanted me to do, He suddenly got interested in my business. Isn't that amazing? It says right there in the scripture. When you stop going your own way, doing your own thing, and saying, Lord, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do, and you start doing it, He'll say, okay, now I'm going to give you that. I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to bless you. Am I a blessed kept woman? Come on, admit it. I boldly say I'm a blessed kept woman, and I love every minute of it. That's God. He wants you all blessed and kept, all of you. All right, let's keep going here. We've established that we must renew our minds with God's word to break the matrix, and here's the second part of breaking that program. Go to Romans chapter 8. He put the Holy Spirit in you for a purpose. It's not to do a few shundalize when you go to church. All right, verse 26. You could say this is a twofold operation here. You're renewing your mind with the Word of God, and the second part of it is this. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. What are infirmities? Things that we just don't know what to do about. It could be all kinds of things. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, I like to say Himself, not itself, Himself maketh intercession, because He's the third person of the Godhead. Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This is praying in the Spirit. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When you're praying in the Spirit, you pray the perfect will of God. And this scripture that is taken out of context all the time, and it really aggravates me, but nonetheless, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. When you pray this way, you're praying God's will, and it's always going to work out for good because it is God's will. So why you waste your time on any other way? Unless God gives you inspired words to say, I do most of my praying in tongues. And it builds you up. Building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit helps us pray the perfect will of God. His plan is good, and He knows what is good for us. His plan is good for our good. It's not, well, you know, all things work together for good. Well, no, they don't. Not if you just take that out of context and just run with it. I hear that a lot. Thinking, I wish they need to get a hold of the rest of that. All right, coming out of the matrix is coming out of fear and coming out of the Care Bear snare. We're nearly done here. The Care Bear snare. I want to buy some Care Bears. If y'all find some somewhere, let me know. Yeah, like the little plastic ones. All right, 1 Peter 5:7. Living a carefree life. All right, verse 7 there. Well, let's just read. It just says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. But it says you're going to have to humble yourself. Well, let me just read 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Do you know? When you take things, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, and cast in all your care. Be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Being caring for yourself is pride, because I do it myself. It's my way, my terms. No. It cannot be that way. See, when you decide, I'm going to cast my care on the Lord and He's going to care for me, you humble yourself so God can bless you. All right, care here means through the idea of distraction. See, the devil uses that to keep you riddled with care where you cannot even focus on what you need to be focusing on. It just keeps you harried all the time. Isn't that what the television has done to us? 5 minutes of programming and 15 minutes of commercials of stuff you need to buy because you're sick and broke and half dead. If you listen to it, it will make you sick and broken, half dead. I'll end with this. This is Luke chapter 12. Starting at verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, well, I'll wait for you. Okay. 12:22. Got it? And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. Y'all listen, if you listen to any truthers, they push them products, everything. Everything's bad. Everything's poisoned. Everything's... I'm so fed up with it. I could just scream. All for money. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat. Neither shall for the body what you shall put on. Pray over your food and forget it. The life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. We have probably 20 doves living in our backyard. I haven't seen any of them having a nervous breakdown. They just trust God. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? We worry about things, you know, we worry and care about things that the Lord says, I don't want you worrying and caring about that. I'll care for it. I'll take it. I'll care for you. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not. They spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. We need to speak what we want. Say, I don't care if you close down the Red Sea or everything else. We're going to get our groceries. Don't buy into all that garbage. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither the moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. See, God wants us to be loving and giving and carefree and know that, you know, whenever we give, God multiplies it back. That's the way it operates in the kingdom, not when we hoard and set up stockpile. Well, I hope this has helped y'all today to come out of the matrix. All right.